are you?
Bishop Kevin, thank you for choosing to speak to us on Ross FM and for taking the time to come live to
us. It's my first time. I hope it won't be the last.
Well, I hope it won't be the last. And you're very welcome to the airwaves all the way from the south of France, from that wonderful place in the Shrine of Lourdes. I was just saying to Martina there, I don't know if you caught it, but for me, it's somewhere that very often there is an attraction back to Lourdes for a lot of people.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, Bishop?
Yes, I think I probably was a little bit later coming to Lourdes than Martina, in the sense that I was 2 years past my leaving cert, but it's a lot longer ago.
And what for you, so, would you think is the attraction that draws you back to Lourdes?
Well, I think I come for two different reasons. I come with pilgrimages, and then I also come sometimes at another time of the year to either teach or to give a little retreat to a group who have a house here. And the dynamic is very different. It's lovely to gather with people and to pray with them, as we do on the pilgrimage, and to spend time. And then it's also nice sometimes to be here at a time when you're just here on your own, and I suppose you get down to the grotto and get a bit of quiet time. So Lourdes has all those different dimensions. You know, this time round for the pilgrimage, you were asking about how many there were. We had 490 people, give or take 500. And I think Roscommon, if I'm not mistaken, has a population of 5,000. So it's like about one-tenth the population of Roscommon town coming out to Lourdes. And, you know, they're young and old. Some of them are sick or frail due to old age. Some of them are just finished their leaving certs. You've nurses and doctors, priests and sisters, and, you know, all human life really is here. And what really I find impressive about it is the way people both pray together and serve one another. And they're all here because they want to be here. And so there's a joyfulness about that. You know, nobody's rushing. You know the way on a Sunday people are rushing away after Mass? Nobody's rushing anywhere here. Everybody's just hanging around chatting with one another. You know, it's great.
And isn't it great that you can have such a social occasion mixed in with the little bit of prayer and that very special place so far away from Roscommon and so far away from Elphin and Sligo and all the areas here?
Oh, that's right. And you see, each person who comes brings something with them in their heart, I think. You know, people, you know, are asked, you know, some people, you know, you meet and there are particular troubles or concerns that they have, and they bring with them, they leave them at the grotto in the world. Other people are coming here for joyful reasons. For instance, just the other day, on the first day of our pilgrimage, we were delighted that we had a celebration of marriage of Dorothy O'Dowd, who's a citizen of Roscommon Town, and Paul Coyle, who's up the road in Strokestown, or Ballyleague, sorry, beg your pardon, let's take that back, Ballyleague. But what was lovely about that is that Paul had been a Brancardier here with the pilgrimage over the years, and Dorothy had been a pilgrim, and you know, their pilgrim journeys have, you know, led them to marriage. And you know, we're starting now the celebration, or the preparation for the celebration of the World Meeting of Families next August in
Ireland, yes.
With hopefully Pope Francis, and we were able to launch it to some extent by presenting what I think was the first of the World Meeting cards for couples. We're going to be doing this with any couple who gets married in the diocese over the next year, you know, a particular card to commemorate their marriage during this preparatory year. I think Paul and Dorothy may well have been the first to get it.
And won't it be an excellent ambassadorship that people from Roscommon and from the Diocese of Elphin are the first people to have this, and maybe to promote it right throughout Ireland, young people saying that they met in Lourdes and now they're married?
Yes, no, absolutely. And they wouldn't be the first I think there may be one or two more coming down the tracks as well, you know. And it's a great thing, you know, that the young people who come here to volunteer, of course, and I suppose that it's a great opportunity for them to meet up as well, you know, and who knows what seeds we're sowing for the future.
Well, isn't it a wonderful thing? And you know, I'm talking about the drawback to Lourdes, maybe that's partially what draws it. But it is, as you say, young and old that are going to Lourdes. And what makes me reflect on that in a time maybe when religion and spirituality is down the priority list of a lot of people. You're saying 10% of the population of Roscommon taking part in this. Isn't that a wonderful creditation of their spirituality and their faith?
Well, I find myself looking around and seeing, you know, I mean, there are people here, and young people. I'm not just talking about the young volunteers, but there are young adults here, who are here with friends, and they're here on television. You're looking at them and you're saying, what brought them here? You know, because the impression you get sometimes at home is you know, that nobody believes in Anthony anymore. And I think when you look around you here, you realise actually there's a lot of people for whom this is really important.
And maybe that's a very important thing, that there is an impression that they don't believe in something, but the reality could be quite different. And when you say so many young people out there, and I know that people who do their Leaving Cert very often travel out there as volunteers to work with the sick, and that would be
a very different
story.
Yes, and I think Eddie will be probably talking to you a little bit about that, because they're tremendous ambassadors really for the diocese, and the joyfulness and generosity with which they give themselves in service, and you know, the smiles on their faces, and you know, they're great to have with us.
And don't they really bring a blend of youth and elderly together? It's almost like an intergenerational project in the sun.
Yes. Well, I was saying to them the other evening that, you know, what's interesting is for them, there's a privilege in having the close engagement with the people who are what we call the assisted pilgrims. You know, those would be frail or sick. And you know, to have that sort of up close relationship of service with them. And then for the older people who maybe for much of the year are probably, you know, in lonely enough situations quite a lot of the time, spending a lot of their time on their own, it's lovely to be, you know, in the presence of young people who are full of joy and energy. So I think it's a win-win situation, you know.
And isn't it a great privilege for them going forward to put on their CV, and as they grow older, to be able to say, well, I helped to bring somebody back to that place of draw, as we called it earlier on.
Ah, yeah. And I think it really is. And you know, it's one of the things I'm very conscious of trying to build on that too. This year, for instance, we ran a youth pilgrimage on the Camino, and some of the ones who served here in Lourdes last year were with us on that. And we're planning to do something similar next year in Rome and Assisi for young adults in the diocese. And, you know, hopefully some of the ones who are with us this year will come next year on that, and others as well. And that way we sort of create a kind of a community around young people and help them to support one another in their faith as well, you know.
And I suppose as you come back and travel back to Ireland tomorrow, and safe travelling to you, is there one thing, one message, one hope, one vision, one aim that you'll take from the Shrine in Lourdes back to Ireland and hope to be able to put in place for young people, for elderly, for this, your diocese in Elphin?
Well, our theme this year obviously was the gratitude of Mary for the great things that God was doing for her. And I suppose in many ways, if we were all able to sit down for a few minutes and think about, you know, not just the negativity and the problems that we have to face, but to think of the many things that all of us have to give thanks for, that, you know, that's where the source of faith is quite often. And so that would be the message I'd be bringing back. Go back and have an attitude of gratitude and spread it around, you know.
Well, you know, Bishop, it sounds like a very good one, an attitude of gratitude, just as you said, it was a phrase that stuck in my mind. So I suppose maybe a theme and an aim for coming back to Elphin and to Sligo and to Roscommon and this whole area, an attitude of gratitude.
Please, God.